What's up, everyone? I'm Em.
And I'm Nick.
Welcome in to the Ominous Archives. All right. How are we all doing on this fine Friday here?
Oh, it is Friday. I'm not used to that. I always forget. We record Thursdays.
Well, it's Friday for them.
Yeah, it's Friday for them. I forget.
You know.
Yeah.
I really got nothing much before I really jump into the episode, other than thanking our giveaway winner. Shout out to Michelle. And thank you for everybody who guessed our topic last week.
I thought that was going to be a hard one. I purposely tried making that first.
Yeah, and somebody guessed it on the first hint.
Right?
First hint?
I guess it wasn't as hard as I thought.
Yeah, he tried, but I tried. You guys were just too good.
How do you correlate these two things?
You guys were just too good.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't really have anything before I get into this episode. Aside from the fact that I feel like this is a good episode this week. But I hope everyone had a nice Easter.
I think it was a very smart pick.
Very fitting.
Strategic.
In this week's episode, I will be covering a cryptid, my favorite. I love me a good cryptid. I'm going to be covering the Bunny Man. You ever heard of the Bunny Man?
I heard of the Easter Bunny.
Oh, you don't say.
No.
Yeah, well, in that case, let me tell you about the Bunny Man, because it sounds fun. It sounds, you know.
Yeah, it sounds interesting.
Sounds fun and unthreatening.
He's a little different than
Let me tell you. So the legend takes place in Fairfax County, Virginia. And it's said that on Halloween night at midnight, under the Colchester Overpass, which is more widely known as the Bunny Man Bridge, a flash of light will appear, and anyone under the bridge will have their throats slashed and be skinned alive and then hung from said bridge.
That sounds like a bridge that I don't want to go near.
Very traumatic and dramatic, I know. There are some variations of the origin that started this urban legend. However, this is the one that I found the most reliable, so it's the one that I'm going to give you. In the early 1900s, in Virginia, an insane asylum was built in the wilderness of a town called Clifton. After the Civil War, the population started to grow, and as more people moved into this town, they grew more concerned about living that close to an insane asylum. And eventually a petition was made and signed by the mayor to have the inmates transferred to a different facility known as the Lorton Prison.
Lorton.
Never heard of it, but...
No, it almost sounds like Wharton.
It does. While transporting the inmates, one of the buses crashed, and the guards and some inmates died due to the accident, while 10 of them escaped into the woods, and after 7 long, scary months, 8 of the 10 inmates were captured and refound.
That would be... I mean, I feel like every town would be kind of freaking out.
Well, yeah.
10 inmates were just on the run.
Yeah, you just can't find any of them. Although, I feel like finding 8 out of 10 is pretty... That's a pretty good success rate.
It's a pretty good success rate. Well, I mean, that's 80%.
Yeah.
So,
that's...
It's still terrifying.
In school, that's at least a B. It's a B+, no?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's been a while. I don't have to ask for it. She's a teacher.
So, they found 8 of them, but the 2 unfound inmates, they were named Marcus Walster and Douglas Griffin. They seemed to have just vanished into the woods, and eventually the manhunt for the 2 was called off. They managed to hide from authorities long enough that people and the authorities just assumed that they were so deep into the woods that if they weren't dead yet, they would be soon enough, eventually.
It's always a bad assumption.
Right?
People do that. Like, they go and live out in the wilderness.
Right. Like, why wouldn't you assume that, like, if I'm on the run, I'm obviously not just going back into, like, normal civilized, like, normal life. Like, I know they're going to be looking for me.
Yeah, I don't... people...
Yeah. They weren't using their brains too well back then. No. Clearly. But it wasn't too long after that locals reported skinned rabbits hanging on the Colchester Overpass, and eventually the body of Marcus Walster was found skinned hanging from the overpass. The police obviously suspected the other unfound inmate, Douglas Griffin, for the crime, and he became known as the Bunny Man.
Because he...
Well, also to note, Douglas Griffin murdered his entire family on Easter Sunday, which is how he ended up in the asylum in the first place, and also hence is the Bunny Man nickname.
So that's where I was going to go. If they didn't, like, the two who escaped, I was like, if they're, like, a thief or anything like the besides a murderer,
right.
You know, then I'd kind of be like, oh, well, you know, he's going to steal something and get caught again.
Right. Like, we'll find him.
But if a murderer...
Murdered his entire family, nonetheless.
Now I gotta... Yeah. Now it's like, I don't know if I'd ever be comfortable and be like, oh, they just probably died in the woods.
On Easter Sunday.
Oh, yeah, on Easter Sunday.
Can you imagine?
This is a very good pick for the fact that Easter just passed.
Yeah, it really was, honestly. But yeah, so that's how he got that nickname. Some versions of the story say that the cops did eventually catch Douglas, and while pursuing him, he was hit by a train. Another story said authorities actually found Douglas's already dead body hung on the tracks that go over the bridge's overpass. So over the years, of course, I'm almost like 100% positive this part I'm going to tell you is way more so a story that's been dramatized and is definitely good and old-fashioned Halloween scary story ghost storytelling.
Yeah, because if he was killed on the tracks that wasn't by a train, who killed him?
Right.
Maybe there actually is a bunny man out there.
So it's what I mentioned earlier, that if you're hanging out under the bridge at midnight on Halloween, you'll see a flash of light, and then the bodies of previous teenagers that were brave enough to go and do this. Obviously, like I said, and my research has told me, there are no documents whatsoever that validate these deaths ever happened of these teenagers, but that is the story. Moving on, because this is where things get a little weird and silly. In 1970... a series of bunny man sightings started to happen.
Mm.
Police reports were made, and even the local newspaper started writing about these mysterious encounters with the bunny man.
Does he look like the bunny man from, or the Easter bunny from the Santa Claus?
I hope not. You know, in my time, I have seen some scary looking Easter bunnies.
Oh my God. If you go back in time and look at like the OG, old Santas, yeah. The old Easter bunnies, all that stuff.
Some of
please.
Them are absolutely terrifying. Like, I don't even need like a history, a story. I can make one. Like, no. It looks so scary.
Yep. You could almost make them like along the lines like the whole Slender Man
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, seriously. So the first report and probably the most well-known piece of the bunny man's lore comes from an Air Force Academy cadet named Robert Bennett. Robert was on leave in Virginia and was visiting his uncle towards the end of his trip, and he and his fiance, whose name I can't find literally anywhere, couldn't find it. I wanted to give her a name, couldn't find it. They were sitting in Robert's car that was parked across the street from his uncle's when a man dressed in a bunny suit came out of the bushes with an axe, shouting, "You're on private property and I have your tag number." And then the man threw the axe right through the passenger front window of the car, and then proceeded to run back into the woods.
So he throws his axe and doesn't hit them.
Doesn't hit them. Hits their car window, which is a pain in the ass in itself. I'd be pissed.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd be pissed if they broke my window.
Right.
I'd also be terrified that he threw an axe at me.
Yeah, right.
And then I'd probably just sit there in shock.
Kind dressed of like, as a what? Bunny, yeah. Nonetheless. Like, that's...
Yeah, why a bunny?
Right. Like, you're freaky. That's creepy.
Maybe
I'm scared now.
The only
now.
Thing you could steal from the Halloween store.
Right. That's all he can muster up.
Yeah, that's all he got.
Well, they, of course, drove right to the police station to give a report about what had just happened. Robert was literally picking glass out of his fiance's hair while giving the police report because she was, unfortunately, on the passenger side when this happened, and it went right through the window.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like,
that's what I mean. The fact that it didn't hit or, like, hurt her or whatever.
Yeah.
So weird.
It is wild. After the report was made, the police actually let the couple keep the axe. They mounted it along with the newspaper article clip. If you search it up, you can find the picture on Google. I thought that was insane. They got to keep the axe. And they keep it like in a framed thing with the news clip. And if you don't have... The fact that they have the axe is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the cops let them keep it is also kind of crazy.
I mean, they couldn't find anything on it. When was this? What year?
Oh, gosh, I don't even... I know I said it. Maybe I didn't. No, I didn't say what year it was. I don't know.
Mm.
Unknown.
Because it might have been pre-fingerprinting.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Or if they,
I'm assuming
fingerprinted it, then
it's
there
way
was nothing
before then.
Found.
Yeah,
also,
we're still
if it's a ghost,
talking
there's
like
no 19. Fingerprints on it at all.
Yeah,
so.
Seriously. Yeah, if it's a ghost, you're kind of shit out of luck there.
We should probably know when they actually started fingerprinting. We do a podcast that might involve that.
Well, that actually wasn't the last time that the bunny man was spotted in Fairfax County. That'd be kind of boring if it was, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Another report was made less than 2 weeks later by a man named Paul Phillips. Paul was a private security guard for a construction site. Paul reported to the police seeing a young guy appearing to be in his 20s dressed in a bunny suit carrying an axe.
Sounds about right.
As Paul got closer to this man in this bunny outfit started to hit his axe on the beam of a new house that was being built, and he started to scream things like, "All you people do out here is trespass. This is private property. If you don't get out of here, I'm going to bust your head in," all while still slamming his axe around.
I mean, if I was the guard, I would just kind of be like, "All right, well, I'm just going to go call for some backup.
Right. I'm going to go.
I need some backup here."
When the security guard headed back to his car to get his gun, the bunny man ran into the woods with his axe, and the security guard ultimately couldn't find him despite trying to, and he was never seen again.
Also sounds about right.
It is important to note that police closely watch this bridge, especially during October, close to Halloween. It's basically off limits. I mean, they monitor it so closely that they check people's cars when they go under the bridge. Because, well, when you have, like, a cryptid and a legend that's, like, as big and, like, and when I say, like, it's widespread in Virginia, they play on it for sure. Like, they have shirts, they've got the merch, the whole thing.
You have to. It goes back to the Jersey Devil thing.
Yeah.
Like, just lean into it. People are going to come. Like, you're going to get tourists and stuff.
Right.
Like, why people want to, they want to know that these things are out there.
Seriously. If you remember me saying earlier, the theory of finding Douglas's body on the train tracks above the bridge. Well, those train tracks are still in use to this day. It is extremely dangerous to explore this bridge / overpass. And there's a really good chance that you can get arrested. And obviously, nobody wants that. But people have done it. I'm sure I've listened to people talk about them exploring it. Just listen to somebody do it. It's so much easier than getting yourself in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably something that you would have done.
Right. Yeah. Back in my younger days. Back in my younger days, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, your younger days.
Right.
I have almost 10 years on you, and you're saying, oh, younger days.
Back in my day.
I can't even say that yet. I'm not that old. I start saying
that. I don't know. You're getting there.
Ouch.
I'm just kidding.
I actually do math because once I hit 30, I was like, I don't really. It's just another year.
Yeah.
So I actually had to do math when somebody asked me
how old you are.
I was like,
I stopped keeping track, honestly.
Yeah. I'm older. Older than I was last year. Younger than I am tomorrow.
There you go. Like almost every piece of folklore, the Bunny Man is wildly popular in Fairfax County, Virginia. Like I said, they have shops with the Bunny Man memorabilia. They even have a Bunny Man beer. Not sure what that would taste like, but they have a beer brand.
I wonder if it's like a red ale.
Yeah, right. Like, what are the notes? Like, yeah. Where are we? But I just thought that was funny. Like, mm-hmm. They play into it that hard, which also explains why it's that popular and people mm-hmm. want to see it.
Yeah, you got to play into it.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's also like a tourist generating thing.
Right.
Like,
yeah, seriously, people are going to come. In. Yeah.
You have a festival about the Bunny Man. People are like, what's that?
What's that? I want to see it. Another little fact or just something cool before I kind of wrap it up. The Bunny Man actually heavily inspired the movie Donnie Darko with Jake Gyllenhaal. Never heard of it?
I've heard of it.
I've heard of it. I never watched it either, but I watched the trailer.
I guess we should put that on our watch list.
I was just going to say, we got to add it to the watch list. I've never seen it, but I did watch the trailer when I was doing this, you know, research and whatnot. It seems something like it's straight out of my friggin' night terrors. I'm not kidding. It's not something that I feel like I'm going to enjoy.
I can't watch The Terrifier.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm cool with everything else, and I don't even care that the plot line and stuff isn't great.
Yeah.
There's just something about art. Can't do it.
Yeah.
He just bothers me.
I'm not big on clowns.
Talk about straight out of nightmares.
Like, at all. Like, I'm really not. Mm-hmm. Never have been. Like, even when I was a kid. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Give me Pennywise. I'm fine.
See, but I like the actor who plays, like, the most recent Pennywise. So, like, he doesn't scare me. Because, like, I love the actor so much that it's like, okay. It's honestly the same thing with the original It. Like, mm-hmm. I like him
so much.
That's
what I mean. Like, that's a good, I don't know what it is with art. I just can't, like, Frankie makes
he
fun
is
of me.
Creepy.
Our friend Sam and Tom, they make fun of me. I'm like, I can't do it. I don't know what it is. I'm telling you, I'm like, I watch it and I'm just like, he's going to be sitting in a window. I'm
yeah.
like, you know, 30 now. I know it's not real. I just can't. There's things that freak people out, and that's one of them.
Yeah, I don't like him. Not a big fan of him. What's the other one?
The Bunny Man. You just said it.
No, it's like from the movie, the one that like scares me like shitless. It's not Saw, the little guy from Saw. I don't know. I'll come back to it eventually and I'll have to talk about it. There was one when I was a kid, like I was always scared of The Grudge. Like The Grudge really freaked me out. Like the whole hair thing, did not like that.
I watched Sleepy Hollow, the good Sleepy Hollow, when I was younger, mm-hmm. like too young to watch it.
Right.
And that freaked me out for a long time. It
That'll
also fascinated me with The Headless Horseman.
Yeah, I can see that. Being a kid, that being like the takeaway you have from it. The Bunny Man Massacre, jumping back into my topic. Sorry, I'm just going to give you right that. The Bunny Man Massacre is also a movie that I've added to the watch list. it's also very much inspired by a lot of what I talked about today. So add that one to your watch list as well.
It's pretty cool that it's getting, like you said, it's got this traction, they've leaned into it. Right. But it's even gotten to the traction to the point where now, like, Hollywood's made movies.
Like, and Jake Gyllenhaal's a big actor. And that movie did well. It's a pretty big movie. So I feel like it's, like you said, it's widespread enough, not even just in Virginia. But yeah, I thought it was a good pick for this week, considering Easter just happened.
Yeah, I think it was a good one. I liked it.
Interesting. I never heard of him before until I was, you know, just researching.
Yeah, it's a shorty but goody.
Yeah.
I think, you know. I mean, I'd go down there and check it out. Not the bridge.
I was going to say, you're going to that bridge?
You're talking about all the merch and all that stuff. Like, I'd go to the stores, talk to the people, hear about it.
Oh, I want to try the Bunny Man beer.
Yeah.
I'd try the beer.
Maybe we'll have to, maybe we'll make a pit stop.
Add it to the list.
Yeah, add it to the places to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess, you know, if you enjoyed the episode, give us a like, a rating. What else can they do? Follow us. We always enjoy getting followers.
Yes, that's always fun.
Tell your friends to listen. Tell your friends of friends to listen. And if that's not all you want to do, you could. We are on social media. M can take it away from there.
All of our social medias, Instagram, TikTok, Reddit, are all Ominous Archives. And if you have a story of your own that you would like to share, or you just want to reach out to us, you can email us at ominousarchives@gmail.com.
All right, guys, that's it for us this week. We are going to get on out of here. See ya.
See ya.